we ended a little bit early because you guys looked like you were too hot to stay out there any longer. I thought you were going to go down on me over there, a couple of you. But, no, it wasn't even planned. You know, we've been having outstanding participation and outstanding effort. And started out great practice today. And Chandler struggled. He missed a game winner earlier in the week. He missed 3 out of 4 down there. And just say, all right, we don't find out if this kid's got anything. So there's no more pressure than peer pressure. And he knocked it down the pipe. So that told me a lot about him. And he passed a pretty good test for his peers. And I'm sure they're all happy. You know, we'll come back with mini camp next week. And we'll be on one field rather than two. We've had a ton of reps. And we should get a few guys back that have missed. So it's been an excellent OTAs.
After a couple of weeks, what do you gain as a team?
Well, you learn your assignments. And the biggest thing for us offensively, especially, is blitz adjustments because we're such a good blitzing team. And who's got a hot, how to pick them up. So all those repetitions are quality, especially the skill players. Offensive linemen, it's as much as picking them up, seeing the stunts, moving their feet, as it is physically blocking people. We get plenty of time to get that part done. It's mostly assignments and competition, especially amongst the skill players, although you're not allowed to press man-to-man, which we like to do.
When you look at the right tackle spot, Assey out there, Sal, Potter, I mean, is that what you want to do just to find out?
Yeah, we're going to keep throwing all three guys in there and seeing who comes out on top. Bobby's done very well. Bradley is inconsistent. And Nate is probably the smartest of the three. It's just a matter of physically holding up. And, again, you wait for pads to go on for all that stuff.
On the classroom side of things, the mental side, are there any of the young guys that have stood out to you?
Yeah, John Brown. He's way ahead of most rookies. And coming from a small school, that's unusual. But it doesn't overwhelm him at all. He learns fast and he can apply it fast. Other than that, you know, Dayon's missed some time with the foot, but he was picking it up extremely quick. Troy Nicholas is very bright, but he hasn't had a chance to work much. I like all the young guys. You know, we've got a young linebacker from Penn State that's doing a heck of a job. So there's so many guys, it'd be hard to single one out, but John Brown stands above. We like Logan. We know he would fit in. He's a hard worker. He's a leader. He took total control of that rookie mini camp. I wish he'd do more of that when he's out here with the veterans. You know, he still acts like a rookie when he's with the veterans. But amongst those guys, they gravitate to him. And he's a sponge. He's trying to learn every day. So those are the type of guys you know it'll fit in.
Alex Okafor, I mean, last year maybe a redshirt season. How has he fit in learning it?
He's done extremely well. He stands out in practice every day, you know. That's one guy I'm really anxious to see put the pads back on and how he plays in pads and physical enough because he can rush the pass.
What did you see in Ernie Sims that made you guys bring him in?
Well, he's a veteran linebacker with speed. You know, he played his best inside. And, you know, so it's a matter of throw him in the mix and see what he can do.
Has Nate Potter done a good job of staying in the mix, even though people thought maybe it was between Bobby
and Bradley? Yeah, Nate always stays in the mix because he's so smart. And he has position flexibility. You know, he played guard for us last year, played left tackle, right tackle. So he's a valuable guy when it comes to Sunday because he can get you out of the game at a number of spots.
Was Jake Mallard fully healthy when you guys picked him up last year?
It was a difference. Big, big difference in his confidence in running and changing directions and stuff. Last year, his mind was telling him to go, and his leg wouldn't let him. You know, now it's letting him go, and you can see a lot of big different strength gains and the way he's running and catching.
Is he kind of all around tight end?
Yeah, he's that type of guy. He can do it all, and he'll do the dirty work, but he can catch the football. Like he proved for us last year, he got in, got a touchdown, and he's always going to be in the right spot.
What do you foresee from a guy like Kareem Martin?
Oh, gosh, sky's the limit for him, too, you know. He's got rush ability. He's got strength. He's already gained 10 pounds, and he'll probably gain 10 more by the time we get to camp. And, you know, that's Buddy's dream type of body to get a hold of, long, lean, and, you know, he could be 300 before you know it with the right type of 300 and still keep his quickness and his pass rush ability.
You've got a bunch of tight ends. Has Rob responded to the challenge that seems to be ahead of him to make this team?
Robbie's had a fantastic camp, and, you know, it's always a big year, but so is your last year of your contract. It's always a big year, and there's great competition. That's an NFL room right now.